is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president is in Scotland today, where he's showing British Prime Minister Keir Starmer around his two golf clubs after reaching a trade agreement with European nations. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is in Edinburgh.
We've reached a deal.
President Trump announced he and the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, struck a new deal between the U.S. and the EU.
I think it's great that we made a deal today instead of playing games.
It's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
Trump said the tariff rate for EU's 27 member countries would be 15% for most imports, including vehicles.
He may be an ocean away, but Mr. Trump cannot escape the controversy back home surrounding the Epstein files. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The president continued to face questions about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, you got to be kidding with that.
Members of both parties have called for more transparency, including a bipartisan push to force the Department of Justice to release the files related to Epstein. The Justice Department has also not released any details about what Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche learned during his two-day interview with Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell.
No break for Americans who've been sweating out these last few days of July. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
There are nearly 30 states with some kind of heat alert that could include a heat advisory or an excessive heat warning.
This woman in New Orleans is in one of those states.
Honestly, I feel like as a child, the heat is not the same as it is now. It feels like it's on a completely different level.
Predicted high for the Big Easy today is 93. A deadly day at a fresh food market in Bangkok, popular with tourists. Rescuers rushed to help victims after a gunman killed five people, among them security guards. Police say the shooter killed himself. There's no word on a motive. More Americans are dipping into retirement savings early. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The adoption of automatic enrollment policies has led to record amounts of money being poured into 401ks. But Vanguard, which manages millions of retirement accounts, says we're also withdrawing more money than ever before we retire. The company says last year, almost 5% of employees took a hardship distribution from their 401ks for financial emergencies, more than double pre-pandemic levels.
A surprise treat for Destiny's Child fans on the final night of Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter tour. The audience went wild when the Queen Bee rose up onto the stage in Vegas with Michelle Williams and original member Kelly Rowland by her side. Each had appeared at separate stops on Beyoncé's tour. Dow futures up 20. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll be a hot day with a heat advisory in effect until 8 tonight. The National Weather Service says it could feel like 104. Cooling centers are open. If you need one, call 211 for locations. We could see some storms later tonight. We'll get the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. After teasing a possible run, former Governor Scott Walker has announced he's actually not running again. Current Governor Tony Evers made his announcement about not running last week. Racine County officials are warning about a scam targeting those with pending land use or zoning permits. Scammers are sending fake emails asking for wire payments. The county says they never use wire transfers. After a legal challenge, the State Bar of Wisconsin has rolled back some race-based diversity requirements. A group had argued that the bar's policies unfairly excluded people based on race. The Mount Pleasant Police Department has opened up the sign-up process for their police academy. Their Citizen Academy isn't until the fall, but sign-ups started last week. People in the village can learn about law enforcement through classes and real-life situations. Applications are open until August 15th, and you can find one on the police department's website. And the man known as Mr. Hole-in-One on area golf courses has passed. James Tirabassi became a local legend for scoring two aces on a single day at a senior amateur event back in 1996. He died over the weekend at the age of 87. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Cubs and the Brewers come into tonight's game at AmFam Field, tied for first place in the division. On the mound for Chicago, lefty Matthew Boyd against the Miz, 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
This kid throws 102. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be scared of nothing. You know, he deserves a lot of the hype he's getting because, I mean, he's just, you don't see pitchers like him. I think he's not going to approach it any different than any other game. He's getting ready for the Cubs, and yeah, he's been thrown into these atmospheres a little bit. He just goes about his day like any other day, and he'll be ready.
NFL Packers training camp, players now in full pads. I talked to Xavier McKinney.
We locked in, man. You know, personally for me, you know, I got one goal in my mind, and that's to win the championship. So, you know, in order to get that done, obviously you got to win the division. So we just laser focused right now.
That's the Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible with a low near 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
My apartment's so small. I live in this teeny, teeny, weeny apartment. It's so small. I'd like to get a dog. I'm actually thinking of getting a dog. My parents actually said to me the other day, your little crappy apartment, that's a horrible, terrible place for a dog. Yeah, but I live there. At least the dog doesn't have to shave in the toilet like I do. Start off my day the other day dropping a whole box of Q-tips. You ever do that? You ever drop Q-tips? Nothing like starting your day off on your hands and knees, picking up individual Q-tips one by one from behind the toilet to remind you how truly moronic you is. And when I dropped it, I actually said, whoops! Actually came out of my, whoops! Whoops covers it if you're dropping stupid stuff like Q-tips. You know, whoops doesn't really do the job if you're dropping stuff like babies. You know? Really, I don't think there's really a word that covers it if you're dropping a baby. Maybe half a word at most, like a fa-fa! I don't drop babies, I don't hold babies. Please, I'm not gonna hold someone's baby. I get nervous holding someone's place in line, you know?
Here comes one now. show. Could you please walk a little closer? I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
The Occasions, Girl Watcher, it's 8:11, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Going on vacation? All right. A poll found the most annoying things you could do on vacation. Now, this isn't to people on vacation. These are the people back home. Anything where you're trying too hard to be sexy, watch out for those photos. Vacation countdowns, like posting a photo of Cancun with the option, arriving 18 days, 37 minutes. Legs by the pool photos. You ever see that? It's when you're taking a picture and all you see are your legs by the pool. Airport check-in pictures, like a shot of your luggage. Nobody wants to see that. Tons of pictures of the same landmark from different angles. Nobody cares. Selfies of landmarks where you're standing in the way, blocking them. People get annoyed by those. People don't like vacation pictures. When I was a kid, we used to take 8mm movies about vacations, and my father had the neighbors over to watch them. They didn't care about them. They didn't want to see them. But he served food. Well, there was sponge cake and coffee, so of course they didn't care then. Here's Petula. Here's Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger. Brighter there, you can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure. Downtown, everything's waiting for you. Downtown, don't hang around. Let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown,
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Aretha Franklin, Respect. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:17 on your Monday morning. This guy just wrecked his life, literally. A 29-year-old guy in Salt Lake City got arrested after he drank all day, broke into a Ferrari dealership, and stole a $600,000 Ferrari. That's bad enough. Then he crashed it into four more Ferraris on his way out. Holy mackerel, talk about screwing up your life. Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writers showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
At Hospice Alliance, staff members are focused on adding life to days. Their team is dedicated to supporting individuals navigating a serious illness. A part of that team includes trained volunteers who provide companionship, respite, errands, vigil sitting, and personalized veteran-to-veteran patient support. Now, if you'd like to learn more about becoming a Hospice Alliance volunteer, visit the Hospice Alliance website, hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's Hydration Destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Collect new brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays, presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on August 12th for a special shirt by Emily Balsley. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
I think that's from the Elvis movie, Girls, Girls, Girls. Pretty sure it is. Elvis Presley, it's 824, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. All right, it's a hot summer for most of the country, including excessively hot in some areas. So some people are desperate for anything that can help them cool down. There's a collection of hot weather hacks making the rounds online. Here are just a couple. Some of these are pretty good. If your home's HVAC system is struggling to keep the house cool, it could be a dirty filter. Make sure your fan is switched to spin counterclockwise, creating a downdraft. Push colder air toward you. Usually a switch at the base to switch that. When you start driving, don't roll down all the windows. Roll down only the driver's and passenger side windows, and the cross breeze will be stronger. Put your suntan lotion in the refrigerator to enhance its cooling effects. And this is interesting. You never turn on the oven, you know, and your house just heats up during the summer. Well, put a large pot of cool water over the burner over your oven vent. So when the oven is on, it will help keep your kitchen cool in the summer. That one I've got to try because we turn on the oven and the house just heats up. I'm going to try that cool water thing. I'm going to put ice water on there. I'm going to make it even colder. It's 825 at WRJN.
So good, and I wouldn't live without her, even if I could. They call her way she looked before. I call her I
in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
John Sebastian, Love and Spoonful, Summer in the City. Yeah, it's exactly 8:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We've got another really hot day in southeastern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory until 8 tonight, and it could feel as hot as 104 with all the humidity. Cooling centers are open across the area. You can call 211 to find one near you. Storms could move in later this evening. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. After teasing a possible run, former Governor Scott Walker has announced he's not running again. Governor Tony Evers said last week he's not running again, with two Democrats apparently entering the fray. That includes Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley. Republicans Bill Berrien and Josh Showman have declared candidacies. If you've ever wondered what it's like to be a police officer, one Racine County department is giving you a shot. The Mount Pleasant Police Department is now taking applications for its 2025 Citizen Police Academy. The free course runs on Tuesday nights from September to late November, with hands-on sessions that let people learn about police work. Spots are limited. Applications must be in by August 15th. Mr. Hole-in-One has passed. A legend on many area golf courses was James Tirabassi. Back in 1996, James scored two holes in one on a single day during the Wisconsin State Senior Amateur Tour. The feat made him hometown famous. Tirabassi passed away at 87 over the weekend. His family writes in an obituary that they'll remember him as a warm storyteller and a true community pillar. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN weather. mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible with a low near 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
I still miss my family back home. I got the grandmother that gives cheap gifts every year. Every time holidays rolls around, she gives socks, underwear, miniature baubles, things like that. That's damn near free, but she gives it to you as a gift, right? So last year, she gave all the grandkids gift cards, which is new. She wrapped them up in an envelope so we wouldn't see the amount. She just told us, hey, this is what store it's to. So my gift card was to Best Buy. I go to Best Buy, Black Friday, do some shopping. I'm waiting in line for 2 hours. I open up the envelope. It's a $5 gift card to Best Buy. $5. Can you believe that? I couldn't even buy batteries with that gift card, man. I'm standing in Best Buy on Black Friday getting Skittles. Thanks, Grandma.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
Sweet baby James Taylor. Byron Rain, local news, timeless hit to WRJN at 8:37. Looks like maybe some showers this morning, but becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs near 86. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 72. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, highs 85. 73 degrees and cloudy right now right here at Radio Park. All right, school's coming. We're going to start school in, what, a couple of weeks? And apparently 44% of teenagers are likely to use AI to do their homework instead of doing it themselves this coming school year. To students out there,
I know you think your teachers are stupid, but they're not. They're going to know you didn't write it and use some kind of AI to do it. It's like, in my days, we used to go to the library and copy out of the encyclopedias. The teacher knew we were copying out of the encyclopedias. They're not stupid people. So the best way to do it is just do it yourself. Don't rely on AI to do your homework for you, all right? You'll be a better person for it. You were on that mind. These are the We Five.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
CCR, Credence, looking out my back door. 8:43, local news, timeless hits, WRGN. I'm one of the few people that enjoys going to weddings. A lot of people don't like going to a wedding. I like it. I really do. Some of the things people don't like are the crazy dances they're forced to do by the disc jockey at the wedding. Yeah. All right. Here's some of the dances they don't like and they want gone for good. The chicken dance. I mean, I don't like doing it, but I like other people doing it. Also banned the cha-cha slide, otherwise known as the electric slide. And let's see. You got the Macarena, the Cupid Shuffle, and the YMCA. I like those. I want to have fun at a wedding. I don't want to ban those from the wedding. Yeah. Early showers possible. Becoming sunny, though, today with a high near 86. It's 74 and cloudy right now at Radio Park. Bad Mad Leroy Brown. Here's Jim Croce.
Well, oh, south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, morning trouble. You see, you stand about 6 foot four.
Bad Bad Leroy Brown, Jim Croce, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, remember Vanilla Ice? Remember Ice Ice Baby? Remember Vanilla Ice? Said the thing you'd like to bring most back from the 90s is Blockbuster Video. The problem with that is most young people never heard of a DVD yet, a VHS cassette tape, so I don't think it would work. There is one left, though, in Bend, Oregon. There's one of the original Blockbusters left. Now, we also added that the 90s were the greatest decade ever. Yeah, because he was popular in the 90s. He said pop culture's been dead since computers and the iPhone came out. Yeah, because they did in his career, that's why.
Tired of long lines and crowded big box stores? Shop local and save big at Cristiano's. Stock up on pantry staples, grab fresh Lee's Deli subs, and don't miss $5 deals on plain t-shirts. Need a money order? $1 flat fee up to $1,000. Cristiano's makes it easy to stretch your hard-earned dollars. And now, you can pay your utility bills or send money anywhere, all in one stop. No gimmicks, just real value and great prices every day. Go to Cristiano's, 21st and Kearney Avenue in Racine.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, The Vogues, and the
Cal Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WISTateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hotspot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sun set from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Leslie Gore, Maybe I Know, 852, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, you think you're a law-abiding citizen? A lot of people do. Let's find out. A new survey asks people who are not in jail what laws they break most often. Let's see if you follow the laws. Speeding. Do you speed at all? And I don't mean just 1 mile over the speed limit. Do you go a couple of miles over the speed limit? Come on, be honest. How about littering? You ever throw anything on the ground? Illegally downloading music, TV shows, or movies. Taking stuff from a hotel room. I'm not talking about the shampoo stuff. You're allowed to take those. I'm talking about towels and stuff like that. Ever walk out with the television? People have, by the way. Parking in a no parking zone. Have you done that?
and texting while driving. Have you done that? I'll add another one. Have you ever driven without a seatbelt? It's amazing how many laws you break and you don't even know it, huh? It's 8:53, local news, timeless hits. WRJN, here's Hermans and his Hermits.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom, and you the baby we'd be going far, can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. All my friends are crying out to meet you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Now's the time to go and see the preacher. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Red bells are gonna chime. Baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love.
I want you to have a good day today, all right? We've got some showers possible this morning. Otherwise, just a hot, sunny day today with a high near 86. Right now, 74 degrees and cloudy at Radio Park. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you tomorrow. Keep it right here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
But all I've got is a photograph, and I realize
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says he's ready to get tougher on Russia over the war in Ukraine and a deadline for a ceasefire.
I'm going to reduce that 50 days that I gave him to a lesser number because I think I already know the answer what's going to happen.
He spoke from Scotland this morning.
We thought we had that settled numerous times. And then President Putin goes out and starts launching rockets into some city like Kiev and kills a lot of people in a nursing home or whatever.
The president announced an agreement with the European Union for 15% tariffs on EU goods imported to the U.S. Today, he's hosting British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and his two golf clubs in Scotland. Israel says it'll pause fighting in Gaza daily so trucks can deliver food and other aid amid outrage over the hunger crisis. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Israel, Jordan, and the UAE all parachuted pallets of humanitarian aid into the ruins of Gaza, but just a fraction of what's needed. Even though the military says it will pause the fighting in heavily populated areas during the day now. Still, there are reports of people being shot trying to get food.
Police in Arkansas are looking for a